How is the market shrinking?
Japanese manufacturers have told the U.S. not to send them genetically modified products. They have a labeling regime which allows 5% contamination, which is very high. The labeling issue, citizens around the world don't want to eat genetically modified foods. 92% of Americans want it labeled. More than half say they wouldn't eat it if it were labeled. And the labeling concept that most people share is if it's derived from genetic modification, we want it labeled. But a lot of labels around the world have loopholes. If something is processed into oils, it's not labeled because there's no DNA in there and you can't find the transgenic protein. But because you're changing the DNA of these soy and corn, cotton and canola, you could be making vast changes in its nutrient levels, which could show up in the oil. So it's still a myth that the oils or processed foods aren't affected. So Europe has modernized its labeling regime. It went into effect in April. And now, if it's derived from genetic modification, it has to be labeled. So that's a way in which the market is shrinking. Another way that it's shrinking is that a lot of these foods go into animal feed, soy and corn in particular. And so Europeans are now becoming sensitized to the fact that the milk and meat that they consume is coming from animals fed genetically modified feed, and they're starting to demand more and more. So a lot of the activist work in Europe is to try and increase the spectrum of rejection, and they're having a lot of success.